Our State Dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Lac Parle Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers.
Welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows and the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes will compete in the Class A Jazz Finals later this afternoon at 5:30. And joining me right now is the head coach, first-year head coach of the Shadows, Carly Wager. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule today, Carly, for coming up and visiting with me.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Yeah, are you having fun?
Oh, it's a blast.
As a first-year head coach here at the state, huh?
Yes. Yep, it's a lot to take in, but I'm taking it all in 1 minute at a time.
Yep. So. Wow, what a great following by the Shadow fans, huh?
Yes, the fans are awesome today. The girls really feed off of that.
Did you hear them during the jazz performance?
Oh, yeah. They were roaring, so that was awesome.
We should mention 12 jazz teams. It's jazz today and high kick tomorrow.
Yep.
12 jazz teams performed earlier this morning, and they just named the finalists a few hour ago or so. This is the order of dance, I believe.
Yes.
Crazy will dance first, Yellow Medicine Silhouette second, St. Cloud Cathedral will dance third, Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd will perform fourth, and Zabrota Mazeppa fifth, Cannon Falls sixth. So those are your six jazz finalists tonight.
Yes.
And so are the girls nervous? Let me get your thoughts on the jazz performance here.
Yes, so the girls were a bit nervous going into this. We've only had four returning girls that have danced at state, and so very young team performing out here, and nerves are expected, and you don't want your, I mean, obviously you want your performance to be good to advance on to finals, but you want your best for last, and so we know what we need to do to make our last performance our best.
That's so. Right. Now, going into the tournament here, I know St. Cloud Cathedral, the Shadows and the Silhouettes, kind of the top three teams there. And,
yes.
Just by watching all three teams, you can tell that right away.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to watch the other teams backstage or not?
It depends on where they fall in the order. We were able to watch St. Cloud Cathedral, but we did not watch YME as we were getting ready to warm up and stuff.
Right. So on jazz, who do you have on jazz? You mentioned how many new girls are on the jazz team, did you say?
Well, we had eight returning, and so
okay.
our new girls would be Grace Bostic, Addie Tufto, Layla Poos, Hannah Oy, and then Isabella Jelly. So, yeah, they have really just stepped up and grown so much this season, and we are so proud of them. And then our returning vets would be Emily Torstenson, Athena Sex, Riley Slatsky, and then Peyton Moe and Isabella Jacobs and Annika Fernholm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I'm sure the girls have never danced at Target Center here. Like you said, you got to be nervous.
Yes, they had a little bit of nerves, but they got it all out at prelims, and now we're ready for finals.
Okay. If you hear the music in the background, AA and AAA are performing right now, and the lower bowl of Target Center here has got a lot of people in it, don't they?
Yes. It's so fun to have the seats full again and just to be back here.
Does position of dance, like I said, the 16 thing, does position of dance have anything to do with the judges? I mean, what the judges look at, or what do you think?
Well, to us, I don't know how much to it is, but we prefer to be, you know, towards the lower half, and we like having, like, our top competitors one right after another so that the judges can see that and score kind of based on that. And so when we heard that we were fourth dancing after YME and St. Baseball Cathedral. That is just like the prime spot that we could be in right now. So we were so excited to have our names called for that fourth spot.
That's awesome. And then the girls are know that, so they're going to bring it
yes,
tonight.
Yes, we are so ready. Yeah, they're going to probably go up, take a little nap, snooze a little bit, and re-energize, and we'll come back at 5:30. Ready to go.
Take a nap. You need a nap. Do you need a nap?
I could use a nap.
Well, how early were you here this morning?
We had to leave at 6:45.
From the motel?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And then you do the mark time and stuff?
Yep, okay. Had mark time about 8:20. So.
Okay. So how many seniors are on your jazz squad?
So we just have our two seniors, Layla Poost and Riley Swatsky. Okay. And then Haley comes out on the floor, who is also a senior as well, but she is listed as an alternate, but we like her support with the jazz team.
So basically, you know, Leela's out, but Riley will be performing her last time on
she
the floor
will
tonight.
Be, yes. And actually, I had requested Leela to sing the national anthem, and she is singing the national anthem at finals.
No way!
Jazz and kick day, so she's so excited to be able to participate in that. She said, I'm excited that I get to be nervous for something. And so I'm so happy she gets to have that experience.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. We'll be on the air. We'll make sure we're on the air.
Awesome.
When Leela sings the national anthem.
Yes.
At Target Center.
Yeah.
Doesn't beat that. So, the first year head coach, Carly, overall, how's it been going for you?
It has been such a learning experience. Overall, it's been going so much better than what I could even possibly imagine. Dance is such a family, you know, it takes a village to have all of it be successful. And so, I just am so grateful for the support of Lisa and Sarah and my other JV coaches. Like, they just have been so supportive with everything this dance season, and the girls have just welcomed me in with open arms, and we've just really gotten to know each other. So it's been so wonderful, and I'm just looking forward to next year already.
All right, there you go. Well, you're a busy mom, a teacher, so how you keep things straight. Who's watching the kids and stuff?
Right, I am so thankful for my husband Justin. He just keeps our home life in order with the kids and everything, and so I would not be able to do this job without his support, so I am so thankful for that.
Right. I know you were on the state champion team in 2009 when Lisa was the coach.
Yes.
On Facebook, somebody posted a picture of you.
Yes, my sister.
You look so young.
Yes. I'm surprised you could find me in there.
I picked it right away.
Yes. I got to dance at state with my sister Brooke at that time, and that was when it was at the Xcel Energy Center.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, they transferred it to the Target Center. So.
Okay. Carly, thank you so much for coming up, and the best of luck tonight on Jazz, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow, too, with High Kick, huh?
Thank you so much.
What do you think of my advantage point up here?
This is prime seating.
I'm used to being down on the floor, though,
and
it's a little different for me this year. So.
Right.
And Grace is I'm doing a great job. Ken is too, and Grace has always got tears in her eyes.
Oh, I love that. She's our number one supporter, so that's wonderful.
All right, Carly, thank you very much for coming up and visiting with me.
Thank you, Paul.
Head Coach Carly Wager of the Shadows, and once again, the Shadows will perform around 5:30. Leela Poost will sing the national anthem. We'll be on the air for that around 5:25 this afternoon. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, and we'll continue this afternoon with some more live reports here from Target Center in Minneapolis.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.